Everybody loves their habit. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Everybody loves their habit. Do you love your habits? Do you take good care of your habits? Do you tell your habits, I like you? Do you say to your habits, you're right? Do you say to your habit of feeling sorry for yourself, I have a right to feel sorry for myself? That's a habit, you know, that's a habit. Do you have a habit of feeling that everything you do is correct? That's not a bad habit, but it can be. Do you have a habit of feeling everything you say and do is correct? Well, if that's a good habit, that's fine. But if it's a habit of protecting yourself from a bad habit, from doing something that might not be beneficial for you, then it's not too good. Like, a person might have a habit of saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and they don't mean it, and they just say it, and everybody knows they don't mean it, because they go back and do the same thing over again. And so the habit of saying I'm sorry, when the time calls for saying I'm sorry and not meaning it, can be a very detrimental thing to us. And we want to be very careful of those kind of habits that have an insidious way of getting into our beingness and into our attitudes and into our life. I like to think that it's fun to create a new habit every day. Yesterday I had the habit of looking outside and saying, oh, what a day. It sure needs some improvement. And then today I look outside and I say, oh, what a day. It sure needs some improvement. And as I go through life with that habit, I keep building on the fact that every day needs improvement. And so then I'm with some very joyful, happy person, and the person says, isn't it a wonderful day? And I say, what do you mean, isn't it? Well, it is a wonderful day. That's a habit of saying, isn't it, isn't it? we're so in the habit of saying that, and it's not what we mean. Perhaps it is what we mean, but the thing is, it's not what we choose to say if we're going to be positive. So, it is a wonderful day. It is a wonderful day. We look outside here and we say, wow, it's so clear and so beautiful. The trees look so crisp early in the morning as you're walking the path on the meditation monastery grounds here. And it is so wonderful to see the little flowers blooming here and there, really blooming. And here it is already late fall. It's, what is it, almost November. And the flowers are still blooming. And we have a bush right in front of our window here, in outside the dining hall of the monastery. And it has all sorts of little blue blooms all over it, and bees and critters flying over there to have their breakfast too. What a wonderful thing. They figure, well, monastery folks can have breakfast, so can we. And so they're out there just enjoying themselves. And then we have our little bird feeder here, the hummingbird feeder. We have sweet water in there, and the hummingbirds come and hover over the feeder and drink and enjoy, and we enjoy them. Now, when we say, golly, the bird feeder is almost empty, and instead of saying, well, it looks like there could be a couple hundred more drinks in there for some of our birds to come to visit, but it's nice. Looking at the world and building up positive attitudes and positive habits is something we do on purpose. It's not something that happens by chance. It's something we do on purpose. Now, we have in our lessons in the Art and Science of Wholeness general and specific healing. General healing is when you speak your word generally, and specific healing is when you speak your word specifically. That's sort of obvious, isn't it? Now, if you say, I have a hurt toe, and then you say, my toe is whole and perfect, my toe is whole and perfect. Well, that's fine. That's called specific healing. Now, if you say, my body is ideal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, when you're living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, whatever you did to cause your toe to hurt. Whatever you kicked your foot against, or whatever is going on inside your body that you don't even know about, which is causing your toe to not operate in a harmonious way, then you can say, well, listen, my neck bone's connected to my head bone and stuff like that. You can go the whole routine. But the thing is, that just isn't going to make it for you, because you're concentrating on the connections and you're concentrating on things. What is best, really, to do is to build up a new habit. And the new habit is saying, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. Cover the whole thing. Be generic. Cover the whole thing. I live in my ideals. I am ideal. I am an ideal woman. I am an ideal man. I am an ideal being. Whatever we want to say about ourselves, we say that. But you see, the minute we say woman or man or being, then right away we say, well, what about the next step? You know, a spiritually illumined soul, you know, or I'm up on this next level of awareness or whatever it is, you know, I'm into bliss or whatever I'm talking about. And you see, we get ourselves into all sorts of straits when we get to be specific healing and specific treatments. Now, I'm not against specific treatments. Specific treatments handle a situation immediately quite well. But when we build our lives on specific treatments, we'll take forever. I am independently wealthy. It doesn't matter where it came from. It doesn't matter how. What if it came from something bad? Well, it's not going to come from something bad. Don't you understand? Mm-hmm. If you're starting to think right away that just because money is there, not yours, in your hand, that it's going to come from something bad, well then, what's your thinking? Maybe you better change your thinking a little bit. All is in divine order. The money is going to manifest itself in your world, reveal itself in your world from something good. Now, you may not believe in the lottery. You may not believe in gambling. You may not believe in things like that. But if you won some money from it, you would not refuse it, I'm sure. In fact, I find it very difficult to think of anybody who would refuse money from any source that they know is good. Now, if somebody robbed a bank and they come house to house and their neighbors, I just robbed the bank and I'd like to share some of my goodies with you. Well, thank you, but no thank you, you know. I mean, that would be just a little difficult to accept, but, you know, but people do that. People do that. This robber comes home to his wife and says, sweetheart, I've got a beautiful ring for you. And she says, thank you. Now, if she's wise, she doesn't say, where'd you get it? Because he'd have to tell her, I stole it. But the thing is, she knows he stole it. She knows that her partner is a crook, that's what he is, and so therefore, whatever they have, he has stolen. And she's acclimated herself to that idea. And not that it's good or bad, but that's where she is. But now, if she ever has an awakening, if she ever has the awakening, as I told the story about the mafia man, remember? And his girlfriend said to him one day, oh, did you read about this mafia man who killed this person for no reason at all? He didn't even know the person, but he just had a paper on him from the mafia to do it. And he killed him. He took another life. He did. And her partner was the mafia man, but he never told her. Well, he loved his girlfriend. And he loved and respected what she had to say. And he was dead as a mafia man. He could not go out and kill another person because in his mind he had that it's wrong. Up until that time, he never thought it was wrong. You say, how can people go around not thinking that killing is wrong? It's easy. It's easy. Our government sends us to war to kill people. To kill people. Not just one, but by the dozens, and bombs, and machine guns, and machetes, and my goodness sake, thou shalt not kill. Wow. You know, and so it goes out the window. So you come home after being a warrior. You come home after being allowed to kill people, and people you don't even know. people you don't even see, and women and children oftentimes get killed in the process, and you say, that's not good. Well, now women go to war just like men, you know, and they sign up for the army, and they sign up for active duty, they sign up for going out and shooting guns and flying planes and doing these things just like the men. So now the idea of women being sacred, women and children being sacred, never shoot, kill women and children, that goes by the board. What are we doing with our society? We're making our society so unique that the old values no longer seem to be current. Now, is this what you want to do? Or are you going to live on values that you establish for yourself? And the value is, I am divine. I live in my divine, my ideal, spirit, mind, and body. All in my world is in divine order. Now, you have trouble with your neighbor. You know, shout and scream and holler and pull your hair. Well, what's that silly? You have trouble with your neighbor, you just say, all is in divine order. But you got to mean it. You got to mean all is in divine order. You just can't say it and wishful thinking that it's going to be so. You got to mean it. In your heart, you have to mean all is in divine order with my neighbor. And if you, in your heart, think all is in divine order with your neighbor, then it is. Then the wars of the world cease to be. The conflicts with your next-door neighbor cease to be. The conflicts with the people in your community and in your relatives and all the other aspects of life, they cease to be. But, unfortunately, if you have trouble with your neighbor, you haven't done as the Bible asked you. You haven't gone to your neighbor and say, I'm sorry, and then go to the altar of your own heart and be at peace. But you can't do that. You can't do that. Because here we come back again. What do we say? We say, I love you. I'm sorry. And we don't mean I'm sorry. We just say it because it's the right thing to say, or that we should say it, or we're expected to say it. And we say to our friends and our neighbors, I'm sorry, and we don't mean it. I tell you again and again and again, you cannot forgive another person. If your little boy comes up and kicks you, and you say, I don't like that. And he says, well, I'm sorry. And you say, well, don't say you're sorry, just don't do it again. Just don't do it. Don't have any reason for doing it. What was your reason for doing it? I just wanted to. Yeah. Well, don't have any reason for doing it. You know. So, you see, when you have aught against your neighbor or your brother, then you go to them and you say, I'm sorry. Or you say to them, whatever you want to say, I don't know how you're going to say, I'm sorry I kicked you, you know. No, you're not sorry you kicked me. You meant to kick me, and I'm kicked. Now, I would like to think that you don't want to kick me anymore. And you say, yes, that's true. So, do we have aught against our neighbor? Do we have aught against ourselves? Do we have habits that we have built up that we are so self-righteous about that we feel we're so good? Or are we ready to build new habits in our world? The habit of, what's that word? It's called unconditional love. Are we ready for the habit of unconditional love? Can anyone ever be unhappy with unconditional love? Not at all. So let's start building the habit of unconditional love toward ourselves first. Toward ourselves and our family, our neighborhood, our world. Start building unconditional love as our foundation. And if you're ever inclined to think negative about something or somebody, stop. You're thinking negative about yourself. Mm-hmm. And then start thinking, hey, I'm the creator here, so I'm going to create them good. And I'm going to create them wonderful. And that's just what I'm going to do. And so this is what I do now, and this is how I do it. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, have a good day, and have a good creation, and realize that you're a master of yourself now and forevermore. And I love you. I love you.
I love you.